Hare Krishna. Muchukunda, in his prayer to Lord Krishna, said, Asajya Manasya Duranta Chintaya. He said, because my mind has become attached to my kingdom and gold and silver and women and all this worldly things, my mind has become afflicted by the disease of Duranta Chintaya, unending anxieties, constant anxieties. So here, Muchukunda is revealing the secret that anyone whose mind is attached to anything material will develop the disease of hankering, and that hankering will lead to endless anxieties. And those endless anxieties will make one very miserable in this world. And such kind of material hankering for the objects of the world creates a desire to lord over them. As one lords over the material objects of the world, one becomes attached to them. And as one is attached, one becomes mad. So these things are explained in the scriptures. But although Muchukunda prayed like this, when Lord Krishna spoke to him back, he told him, I am giving you the supreme benedictions. Vicharasva mahim kamam. He said, the first benediction he gave him is, you can wander in the surface of the globe anywhere and everywhere freely, without falling prey to any of the objects of this world. Why? Because he said, matiste vimalorjita, he said, your mati has become completely pure, my dear king. By devotional service to me, your mind has become completely purified. So you can wander on the surface of the earth without developing any attachments. And also he gave him the blessing of bhakti, anapayini. Anapayini bhakti is actually shuddha bhakti. You will also attain shuddha bhakti to my lotus feet. In this way, your mind will be free from hankering for material objects. It will be filled with attachment to me. And with such remembrance of me, you will never become entangled in this world. And then one very specific thing the Lord told them. He said, there are many abhaktas who are yogis, and they perform very severe penances and pranayama and asanas and pratyahara, but they are unable to destroy the tinge of material contamination which is lingering in their heart, which leads them to again and again fall back to the attachments of this material world. But since you are my bhakta, I am destroying that tinge of contamination also from your heart, absolutely. Like tapatraya unmulanam, it is said in Bhagavatam. I am uprooting it completely, so that there will be no more miseries arising from metal attachment in your life. So, a devotee should always aspire for this kind of most fine benedictions from the Lord's side. If Lord blesses a devotee to see the metallic attachments as avidya, or if the Lord blesses someone to completely give up material hankerings, he is the wealthiest man in the whole creation. One who is free from material hankerings, he is the wealthiest and happiest man in the whole creation. And when such a person develops firm attachment to loving devotional service to Krishna's lotus feet, he is even more wealthy. Prabhupada says, just as a millionaire never is satisfied, he always wants to earn more and more millions of dollars. Similarly, you find great devotees like Ambarish Maharaj or Muchukunda, when they get an access to Lord, they pray as if they are fallen souls. But actually, they have already become the wealthiest of the souls in terms of freedom from material hankering, freedom from asajya manasya, duranta chintaya, the endless anxieties arising from material attachments. They are completely free from it. And their heart is filled with devotion to Krishna. That Krishna said, I am amazed, Krishna said. I am surprised, my dear king, how while living in the midst of so much kingly opulences, with your elephants and horses and gold and silver and treasury and women and expanded kingdom. Nirjita dikchakram abhuta vigraho. He also said nirjita means a king conquers all the eight directions. Everybody in all the eight directions. But the Lord said, although I offered you many material allurements, you never developed any attraction for them. And you are only asking for my devotional service. So this is a very amazing teaching that a pure devotee should give up material hankering and constantly cultivate spiritual hankering. Because Muchukunda, even in the midst of such opulences, he was constantly cultivating a wanting to get shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. And he obtained it subsequently. Because Lord himself came into the gufa and woke up Muchukunda and gave him his very divine darshan completely cleansing his heart and blessing him with this benediction. Vicharas samahim kamam. You can wander anywhere on the surface of the globe. So this is the special prerogative of a devotee. The greatest wealth that cleanses the heart of the devotee is the holy name. And if we don't pray for this from the holy name, we will not get it. Because the holy name is like a kalpa vriksha. Archanti kalpakatarum kunapop bhogyam. This is by Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj said, what a fool I am, my dear Lord. You are like a kalpataru, but I am asking for kunapop bhogyam. Kunapa means this middle body made of flesh and bones. I have prayed to you for such a material benediction from you. Now, some of us may say, Prabhuji, I never prayed. Problem is, I don't pray for anything only. If you don't pray for anything, by default, we pray for bodily attachment. By default, we are directed towards mayavic attachments. So, in order for us to rise above this kunapapa bhagyam, understanding Lord to be kalpataru, one should always pray for spiritual benedictions. Please, Krishna, destroy all that is material in my heart, all the material hankerings in my heart, attachment to material things in my heart. And let me develop love for you. Let me develop appreciation for you. Let me develop respect for you. As I chant the holy names, let the holy name cleanse my heart completely. Because such purified heart becomes a very nice resting place for Krishna. And Krishna is very happy to enter such a heart and permanently reside in the heart of the devotee. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let us offer our humble obeisance.